Okay, today's daf is Masros Daf Dalet. Masros Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom, talking about the different types of fruit and when their chiyuv of Masros kicks in. Meaning, if I would harvest it after this time, then it's already called a fruit, and I would have to have the limitations. I would be able to snack on it in the field, meaning achilas arai, but if I would do the processing, the normal processing of gemar malacha, of piling it in the field and smoothing it and bringing it into my house, then I would have to take off proper chumas and maestras. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rachiv Havina al Kitfei Desabi. I remember when I used to go on my grandfather's shoulders, which shows you, you know, how young he was when he was already listening to learning and remembering. Unbelievable. He was on his shoulders. How old was he? 3, 4? Vishamis Kalid Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And I remember one of the Gedolei Hador, and not just that I remember seeing the Gedolei Hador, he remembered the detail of what he was talking about. Unbelievable. This is Rabbi Yochanan, right? Yosef Masni. He was sitting and learning and teaching the following. Machnisin b'meyai malafafon ve'in machnisin b'meyai avatiach. What exactly is this talking about? We're going to go with the pshat of the Pnei Moshe and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that le'inyin Shabbos ka'amar. We're talking about regarding Hilchas Shabbos, that one is allowed to gather the seeds of a malafafon, some type of melon, on Shabbos, but one is not allowed to gather the seeds of an avatiach, the seeds of a watermelon. What is this doing here? So the Pnei Moshe says, since we're going to talk about muksa for Shabbos and Maisus a little bit later on in the Perek, in about 10 blot from now, but that's why it's brought here. Okay, it's a little difficult to know exactly what it's doing here, but this is the pshat according to the Pnei Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So you're allowed to gather the seeds of a cucumber or a melon, however you translate malafafon, but not the me'avatiach. What's the difference? What's the issue? Why wouldn't you be able to gather up the seeds? So ma ben ma'i malafafon l'ma'avatiach. What's the difference? Amar Rav Shimon ben Barsana ma'i malafafon la'achila. The seeds of the malafafon, of the gourd, of the melon, those are edible. And therefore, when you pick them up, why are you picking them up? Because you're picking them up to eat them. And that's what we assume. And therefore, nobody's going to think anything. But me avatiach lezria, the seeds of an avatiach, I guess the avatiach in those days, whether it means another type of melon, were inedible. And the only reason that you take them is to plant. So why are you collecting them on Shabbos? You're not going to plant on Shabbos, right? So what do we think? If you're picking them up, it must be because you just want to smooth out the ground. Im Omer Atkein, if you say it's mutter, nimse smachabed es hakarka b'Shabbos, you're like sweeping and smoothing the ground on Shabbos, which is part of the malacha of bone or choresh, depending if it's in the house, it's bone. If it's out of the house, it is choresh. It is smoothing out the ground again to get ready for zuriya. So that's why what Rabbi Yochanan remembers when he was a little baby, what Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, he made this chelik between the edible seeds and the inedible seeds. So two other issues. What about muksa? Right, if they're inedible, so forget the issue of whether it is you're being choshesh lezria, or you're not allowed to move it. It's useless on Shabbos. So that's the heter, especially in Masechah Shabbos, of Graf Shel Rei, that even though there's the world of the Isser Durabanan book, so like the Rambam discusses in Hilchas Shabbos, when the Rambam says there are three different reasons why the Rabbanan made the laws of Muksa, but it's all a creation midrabanan. The end of Perachav Dalad, the Rambam talks about this, but there is a major heter. If there is something disgusting or something dirty that's messing and ruining up my Kavod Shabbos, my Onik Shabbos, my Shabbos experience, I'm allowed to remove it. Graf Shel Rei, that's what it's called, the Graf Shel Rei. So therefore here, if you have these seeds that are inedible, that are sitting in the middle of my floor, I want to remove them, and therefore there is no Isser of Muksa in that case. That's Graf Shel Rei. Number one. What about, what else might this be Usser Mishum? What about Ma'amer? Ma'amer is the malacha of gathering. The malacha of gathering. So is one allowed to gather? What's one of the lamatas malachas? Gathering. If I'm out in the field and I'm gathering apples, that's in the Sidur Depas, one of the first 11 malachas. So why isn't there an issue of ma'amer here? So that is based on a number of limitations that are mentioned in the Gemara and in the Rishonim for ma'amer. Right? L'chora, this is in a person's house. This is in a person's house. It's the Gemara in the Mishnah in Beitza. The Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Aleph, discusses issues of muksa. A lot of Hilchas Muxar in Beitza and in Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that you're allowed to go bring wood in from your field on Yantif in order to use for a for a fire. Mevi'en eitzim min hasade min amachunas. You go out to your field. You're allowed to bring a wood in. Umin akarpeif afilim min amafuzar. Even if wood is scattered in your backyard, you're allowed to bring it in. And the context there is because it's not muksa. It's designated and you're going to use it for a fire on Yantif. Ask Tosfos there in Beit Zalamet Aleph, Tema. One second. You're allowed to go out to your field to gather the wood in order to bring in to make a fire on Yantif. Isn't that the malacha of ma'amer? Of gathering? Tema ha'havi ma'amer, dehu av malacha. So why isn't it ma'amer? Says Tosfos, a yesod, that doesn't appear in the Gemara. But Tosfos comes up with it. Delo shayach imur ela b'makom shegedelim sham. Imur only applies in the place where it grew. Meaning, apples, gathering apples from under the apple tree, that's the malacha of ma'amer. If apples fall in my dining room, I can't pick them up, sorry. Malacha ma'amer. No, it only applies b'makam gidulo. And here the wood is in your backyard. It was cut somewhere out in the forest, and therefore there is no iser of ma'amer. That's one answer. There is a fascinating suggestion, though, of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in the Rambam says, ha-ma'amer ochlin. Ha-ma'amer ochlin. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders, where does the Rambam get that from? Ma'amer only applies to food? Ha-ma'amer ochlin? What is that adding? So the Minchas Chinuch says, Lulei de Mistafina, it sounds like the Rambam limits it to food. He must have had some source, because we have no idea. It doesn't say anywhere that it's limited, unless the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe this Mishnah is a source. Right? The Mishnah says, there's no Ma'amer here, Pashto. So the Tosfos says, why? Because only Makam Gidulo. You know what the Rambam says? Because maybe it only applies to food. Maybe that's how the Rambam understands this Mishnah, and that's the answer to Tosfos' Kasha. There's other limits of Ein Imur Ela B'Gedulei Karka, but here, that's why there's no Ma'amer here. We're talking about seeds, the watermelon seeds, or the other seeds that are in your house, right? So that's not going to be the malacha of Ma'amer. And the issue that the Gemara does quote of Mechabedes HaKarka B'Shabbos, that's the issue of smoothing the earth, on Shabbos, right? That's a general issue of you can't, one is not allowed to sweep the ground. So let's say I have a backyard and I want to have eat in my backyard, not on a patio on cement, but on the grass. So I'm going to sweep because I want, there's an issue of sweeping. It's an issue the post could talk about playing a game on a dirt floor where the object of the game, part of the game is where the ball rolls on the floor. So to have a catch, that's not usher mishum, right? You have to know how old you are to have a catch. At Sfarad, it might hold that balls or muksa. But Ashkenazim, and separate from the issues of playing ball, is there an issue of malacha? So having a catch, there's no malacha. But rolling a ball, soccer or the like, that would be, it could be an issue because there could be the post could talk about it, the Shulchan Aruch and others, achshash, that anytime the ball's going to roll on the floor, there's achshash that you might come to smooth the ground in order to be able to play well, right? You want the ground to be level, and that's achshash of ashvuyei gumos. So that's what it says here, that if you pick up the seeds that are inedible, why are you picking them up? You're not going to eat them, so it must be maybe you are doing it because you care about the levelness of the ground, and nimsa mechabed es akarka bishabes. Okay, we continue. Kol ha'adumim, misha yadimu. Fifth line, all red fruit, when is there, onas ha'maisris, when they become red. Maishatani, rimon shenikrabo afilu preda achas, kula chibur lamaiser. Wow. A rimon, if you have one rimon, shenikrabo, one little seed, nikrabo means a bird pecked into one little of the one little seed and got some juice out from one of the seeds in a pomegranate, so that shows that it's ready. He wouldn't have gone in there if he didn't smell the juice. So it must be that it's ready, so therefore the whole pomegranate is not shoved ready. If one of the seeds is there, we don't assume that the whole pomegranate is tziruf here. There's one, it's unity, right? And that's what the Ma'ara Fulda says. Rimon shenikra boha ofos, v'hu simen shen isbasho kol tzarcho. It's a simen that is ripe, it's fully ripe. V'kima shen isbasho boha filu preda achas. Even one little wedge. Ki'ilu nisbasho kol achibur shaba. So then it's ki'ilu, the whole pomegranate is ready up to that stage. Kula chibla meiser. Eshkol shebishel ba, if you have a whole cluster of grapes, Same thing. Afilu gargar yachidi. One grape meets the shear of maisrus. Kulo chibul maisrus. That's all chibur. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Let's stretch it even more. Pashtu hulan. He. Who's the he? Meisha. When Meisha taught us this brisa, he told us kalosa gefen. The whole vine. Not just that cluster, but the whole vine. You got one little grape, and that's ready, that's ripe. The whole vine is nechshav, kilu, it got to maishas. Even though the sun might have gotten on some of the grapes more than the other grapes, and some of them might not be, but we say this siruf, there's connection between the entire vine. Koloso hamin, ooh, even the whole type, let's say there are a couple of vines, a whole area, even the whole min. Chazaru pashalo, and he even says, koloso haruach, the whole side. The whole side of the field, even if it's a different type of grape. You have red grapes and white grapes and all different grapes, right? Different shittas. So again, this doesn't have to be a reality halacha, which means if one grape is ripe, it must be that all the grapes are ripe, and therefore they're all chayv and maisos. No, it's a halacha tziruf halacha. And therefore, you can't have a section where some of it is chayv and maisos and some of it is not. So you say, you go by the first one. Doesn't have to be, this is a raya that all of them are at this stage, but you go by the first one, and they're all connected to this first one. So once one has reached the level of maisrus, so then it is good enough. Reb Yossi Barbun Omer, Koloso Hakerem, the whole vineyard. So now the Gemara asks, fascinating question. Based on what I just explained, that it's a halachic reality question. It's not a mitzius reality, because the following question would be very hard to understand if it was just about the reality. If one is ripe, then they all must be ripe. Because look at what the Gemara asks. Hayakerem katan vasel gadol. What if it's a small kerem, and one of them was pecked by a bird, so the whole kerem. And then all of a sudden, I took down a fence, and now it's a huge kerem. So do I say all of a sudden now, beforehand it wasn't a nechshav, only half of it was nechshav, roi lamaisrus, and now all of a sudden, it ripened? No. Or the opposite, gadol vasel katan. What if it was a big vineyard, and they're all now chayiv and maisrus, because one little grape, and then I put a fence in between. And now all of a sudden, the other one is considered a different vineyard. So could I say that the chayiv and maisrus disappears, and now it goes back to previous? Could you go backwards? Could you remove a chiyuv maisrus? But that whole question could only be if it's not just about the reality of the grapes. It's about halachic models and how do you look at it. But and itself is a great question. Meaning, could there ever be a chiyuv maisrus and then it be removed? Could you go backwards in time? Could you go backwards in time in the life of a fruit? Right? Could you go backwards in time in the life of a person? Halacha says yes. Where does halacha say yes? Remember the Yerushalmi in Ksubis and Nedarim in a couple of places. The Shach quotes this Yerushalmi in Hilchas Nida, where the halacha is, we know that less than 3 years old, there's a halacha that the Gemara says, Psuleh Chosrin, that if Rahman al-Islan, if a woman has a little girl has an injury to her hymen, to her psulim before 3 years old, so the halacha says somehow maybe it'll heal itself. It'll heal itself less than 3 years old. But above 3 years old, not. So what happens if a little girl has an injury, she's 3 years old, her birthday was last week, 3 years old, and then Bezin is Ma'aber the Shana, and they make another other. And therefore, she's no longer three. She didn't have a birthday yet. Right? It was Nisan, and they make an other. Says the Gemara, Psula Chosrin. Right? And why does the Shach quote that? Because the Shach quotes that in the context of Ilchas Nida, where Vestos might go by the Hebrew calendar, because the woman got her vest last month on Yud Dalid, so next month she'll be choshev for Yud Dalid, right? Haflaga, to say that it might come based on an interval, that makes a lot of sense in terms of the physical reality, but to say that it goes based on the Hebrew calendar, which is sometimes 30 days and sometimes 29 days, that's what the Shach says, yes, because our bodies are connected to halacha. So the question is here, so you can go backwards, so to speak, in the halachic physical history. So maybe here too, that's part of this question. So kerem katan vasal gadol, gadol vasal katan. What about, or similar, echad vasal shnayim, shnayim vasal echad. Right, if you make one into two, two into one, if you expand one, so what are all the halachas there? No answer to that question. No answer to that question, and we leave it unresolved. In terms of that, the chiyuv maisrus there. Shmuel Amar. Dalas Shenikra Bebeis Aviha. So, those of us who have been learning Daf Yomi, this will bring up fond memories of six blot we had back in Maseches Trumas, all about gluyim, about snake bites and venom left and other insects. So Shmuel Amar, Dalash Nikra, if you have one gourd that was poked, that was nikar, and therefore maybe there's a snake or another type of poisonous animal left some venom in, Shenikra babes aviha, when it was still attached to the ground. You see, you're about to pick this dalas, this gourd from the ground, and you see it has teeth marks in it. So that one you're not allowed to eat. So what does the Gemara say? Kolos aguma asura. Gourds grow in a few of them in a hole, so they're all out. They're all out because if one of them has this problem, then either they all might have this problem, or maybe somehow they're all connected underground. So if the poison went into one gourd, maybe it spread into the other ones. Right? In terms of, so it's connected to what we just said in terms of a tziruf. Afa machleidos timrakein, the same thing with dates. Dates grow in what's called brooms. Right, it kind of looks like a broom that you could use from a palm tree. So a date palm. So also, if one date has a bite mark, then all of them have that status. And again, the Meiri reminds us. We discussed this at length back in Maseches Trumos. The Meiri reminds us that we have to take care of ourselves, and that's a halacha. It's a halacha. As haras chachamim hi ubichla shmiras nefesh lihios adam shomer atzmo menasakanos. A person has to prevent himself and guard himself from danger. Uveprat b'achilu v'shasiya, especially eating and drinking. A person has to guard themselves. They can't just say, if Hashem wants this to happen, it'll happen. And no, one has to take precautions. In somchan al anes, and we have to take precautions. And therefore, he quotes all these cases. Mishamatsa te'ina o avatiyah, somebody finds a fruit that has bite marks, maybe a nachash, or echon mi ba'alei ha'eres, nikrum. Maybe it was bin, and even if there's a bird there, you saw, remember we learned, maybe the bird bit it in the spot that the snake previously had bitten it, so therefore one has to be careful about that. That's the Meiri in Chulin and Daf Tes, but that's the message of these halachas. Amar Reb Yossi. Amar Reb Yossi. Shal Yonasan ben Charsha ish ginasar. I asked, or Yonasan ben Charsha ish ginasar asked, as Rabbi Gamliel, v'chachamim biyavne. So, Yossi, Beishkinosar, asked Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim in Yavne, Nikore retev ba'avihen. What about if you have unripe dates? Retev means like moisture. So there's still moisture in there. It wasn't fully ripe. Unripe dates that are still attached to the ground, do they have a bite in them? So are they the same issue as the danger? Mahein, so Amr Lov, the same thing. Kolos adekoloser, the whole deco, the whole tree. The whole tree is out. Like we saw the whole broom of the dates, the whole of the gourds, so they are all out. So the Gemara just notes, that's pretty obvious, right? We just said that, it's all out, right? The whole dekel. So, Amar Reb Yossi Lachain Sricha. No, this is what I meant to ask. Right? It says the Mara Folda Lakach Mi Boile. This is what I really meant to ask. Bishenikru Kulon. What if you have a bunch of these unripe dates, and they all have bite marks in them? And it's not really so expected that if there's one snake, he's not going to bite all of the dates. It's better chance that what happened? A whole swarm of birds came, and they all landed on these dates, and they all took a peck. Right? That's probably what happened. That the snakes took a bite of all of them? So that's his question. Death b'choshish there? B'shenikru kulam. Shelo tomar ho'ovein derech hanachash lasos kein. Since it's not the derech for a nachash, for a snake to take a nibble about all of these, ani omer, so I'm allowed to say, anan shel tziporim. It was like a cloud of birds. It was a whole swarm of birds that came. Shekein al shachein alehem, rested on them in nikru. Right? That's his question. That was his question. Was the answer? So, is kolos al dekal aser? So if that was the answer, so then they're saying, yeah, it's still aser, because it's still lachshash, there's still a danger, even though it's not so expected. Maybe we don't want it to be confusing with others. Interesting, the person mentioned here is Yosanan ben Cheresha ish ginisar, or ish ginosar. That's the other girsa, which is we have ginosar elsewhere in Chazal. Where do we have ginosar? Remember, we have in Maseches Brachos, we have the Mishnah in towards the end of Brachos that talks about ikur v'tafel. Ikur v'tafel. And the Gemara there, the Mishnah brings an example. If you have something very salty, and you want to eat something in order to counter, to neutralize the saltiness. So, says the Mishnah, hey, viu lefanav maliach, if somebody brings you maliach bitchila, upas imo, and you have bread to counter the saltiness of the salty food, so you make a bracha on the salty food, because that's the ikkar, and the bread is only there to be a tafel, which is fascinating that bread can be the tafel. But the Gemara wonders, when do you ever have something salty that's the ikkar, and the bread is going to be a tafel? How is that going to work? So Amar Avacha Breder Avira Amar Avashi, Ba'ochli Peros Ginosar Shanu. No, we're talking about you're eating Peros Ginosar, right, our place. What's Peros Ginosar? They're super sweet. They're so sweet, you need something salty to counter the sweetness. But then that salty thing needs something to counter its saltiness, and therefore you need the bread in order to counter the saltiness, which is there to counter the Peros Ginosar. And they're showing him here, wonder. One second. So the Mishnah says you make the bracha on the maliach and not on the bread, but isn't the maliach itself a tafel? The Peros Ginosar or the ikker? Right, so what's going on here? That's Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Peros have a ikker, umaliach tafel. V'liver chala Peros, v'lifter kulu. So, what is it? So it must be, V'yesh lamar Tosfos says, no, you first ate the fruit. You ate the fruit, and it was delicious. And then, like, 5 minutes later, like, you got an aftertaste. You're like, it's so sweet, I need something. So then you ate the saltiness and the bread. So that, it's like a separate eating. Inami, or when you had the fruit, you didn't know, you didn't have it in front of you, you were hoping you would get it. Okay, also different. But the Peros Ginosar, the Gemara there talks about how Rabbi Yochanan used to eat them, and he used to always want more. Amazing. That's Peros Ginosar, so Ginosar is in that sentence, and Yavne is also in that sentence. But the question is, are we choshes that this anan of birds came? And the answer is no. Even though it might have been birds, still, we have to be choshes. One more line. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Nikore reta bavien asur. As we just said, it's asur, v'harabim nagu behen heter. But many people have been knowing heter regarding them. Again, I don't know if this means the case that we were just talking about. In the case where they were all poked, right? That's where they were knowing heter. And either way, that's the case of there were no egg, vein and nizokin, and they don't get damaged, you see. Right? Which basically is the sugya that we spoke about then, Shomer Psoyam Hashem. Sometimes if there's something that everybody's doing and they're not getting nizok, so then, you know, there's a certain level of risk that one is allowed to take if it's considered normal, acceptable behavior. It doesn't mean, we said then, sometimes there are certain poisons that sink. So the Gemara says there, if you remember back in Trumas, if somebody drank the top of the barrel and the middle of the barrel, that doesn't mean you drink the bottom of the barrel. Because it could be the bottom of the barrel has the danger, and the tops didn't, and the Gemara brought a couple of examples of tragedy that happened then. Interesting, birds are mentioned here. Again, these lists of maestros give us a chance to talk about different things that are semi-related. Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds. We're compared to birds. The Gemara says, and remember in the Elisha Balkanafayim Gemara, right? Why did he, at the end, when he took off his tefillin, and his tefillin, he had his tefillin in his hands, and then the tefillin turns to wings of a dove, Kanfei Yonah, right? And that's why he's called Elisha Balkanafayim. Why Dafa Kanfei Yonah? Because Bnei Yisrael are compared to Yonah, compared to a bird. There's an amazing Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Yedalad. Atara Eva Havein, Kihimshu Yisrael La'of. Why? Because a bird is somewhere between human and angel. Again, it's physical. It's physical, but a bird could fly. A bird flies up to the heavens. No other animal could do that. Right? So there's something about a bird that's it's less animalistic, so to speak, than all the other animals, because it could fly. So we're compared to birds because we could fly, and we're different than the rest of the human beings in terms of the potential. But the Maharal says, what happens when a bird gets a broken wing? So you might say, okay, the bird will walk around the rest of its life. No. If the bird gets a broken wing, it's not going to live too long. Because if you have that potential and it's broken, then you're just not going to be able to survive. That's why Bnei Yisrael are either on top or on the bottom. They're never in the middle. That's the Maharal in Perek Yudalad of Netzach. She'en lo avos achomer, she'ilu koye bal chomer lo yiparech ba'avir. If it was so animalistic, it wouldn't be able to fly. She'en ma'akev alav kfeidus achomer, aval la'of ein kol kach chomri. If we're osim ritzono shel makom, then we fly. But if not, we're all the way down. And we're worse than other animals. understand this very well, says the Maharal. He explains the Gemara Ksubis based on that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Harimona Mishiyamasu, the pomegranates, when they're Yimasu. What does that mean? Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yasa, Mishiyismaycha Ochal Tachas Yadav. When the food, when it becomes mushy, when you could touch it and mush it, and maybe some of the liquid starts moving. When half of their juice goes in, when they get half their juice in, which the Achronim wonder, remember we had a Machlokas in the last year, Machlokas Ritva, Rashi and Tosfos, and a few others said that all the Shiurim are really a third, Like what it says at the end of the Mishnah, that when it comes to Tevua and Zesim, it's a third. These are all a third, but these are just Simanim, what a third is. And the Ritva says, no. The Ritva says, no, Tevua and Zesim are a third, but all the ones have specific other Shiurim, which are even earlier. So this sounds like a riot to the Ritva. Because it's like, when they get half their juice, but I thought it's when it's a third. Did they get half their juice when they were a third ripe? Doesn't really fit so much. Okay. Rabbi Yonah Boi, maybe others would say that the Rimon is an exception. Rabbi Yonah Boi, Dilma min Rabbanan Dagavtu Shamale. Rabbi Yonah says, maybe the person who gave this opinion of Mishiach Nisu Mechsa heard it from the rabbis who gave Pshat in this Agadata. Achinu Heimasu Aslavavenu. That's the pasuk by the Meraglim. What did the Meraglim do? They melted the hearts of the Jewish people. But Heimasu is translated as Palgin Lavenu. They split our hearts. To believe or not to believe. They put doubt. They split the heart. And therefore, that is what the problem. But you see there, Heimasu means split into. Let's continue and then we'll see if there's time to talk about the Meraglim. Hatamara Mishiatilu Sa'ar, the dates when they swell. Mishiatilu Sa'ar, when they smell like leaven. Sa'ar and Chametz, and Mesechas Pesachim, when it swells up. Rebchia Barva Amar Mishiatimale Acharetz. When a date first starts growing, it has crevices and cracks in it. When they start getting filled in from the inside, so that's this year. Rabbi Yonah Boy, Mana Kayame, what kind of dates are we talking about? Im Bishi Yismali Acharet, are we really talking about when the crevices are filled? Novlosi, that happens at a very early stage. Remember the word novlos that comes up in Maseches Brachos? An early, unripe stage. So the crevices are filled in even very early. That can't be what the Mishnah means. Imisha tifrosh garina mitoch ochel. And if it means when the date is fully ripe and the seed inside separates from the flesh, the edible flesh, bishela he calls orcha. That's fully done. So I don't understand what is this shiur about misha yatilu saor. So, it means when you could pick it and you could spread it out and it could dry nicely in the sun and it could be edible. That's this year. Fine. Haparsig mishiatilu gidim, peaches. Haparsig mishiatilu gidim, when they start, you look at it and you start seeing like some sinews, some lines in the fruit. Mishiatilu gidim adumin, when you see red lines. Something you think about a peach. Sometimes you see red lines on the outside of a peach. Then we said, what does this mean? The nuts, when it becomes like a storage house, meaning the nuts inside become loose from the shell. You can like shake the nut and you hear it on the inside and it's separated. It's not connected as one part to the outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hoya Gozim Vashkedim Mishayasu Klipa. Right, different shear. Yehuda says, when they get a klipa, which means the inner, not the outside shell, but the inner layer. When they have this extra layer inside. Amru beklipa atachtona, shismucha laochel. When it gets the inner lower layer that's closer to the edible part, which is, it's almost fully ripe. It's almost fully ripe when it gets this layer. So, mod, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Modim chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, and the chachamim agreed Rabbi Yehuda to this later shear, ba'altsarin, ba'apistikinu, it's teroblin, mishiasu klipa. By these types of nuts, so that's when the chachamim would agree, it's only when they get this other layer inside. Hacharuvim mishiyan kidu, when they get the black spots, caribs, eventually caribs become all black. But when they start getting the black spots, so that's when it's considered Ones HaMaisros. Tani Rav Chanina Chinina Bar Papa, Charuven Shilshulan Hu Chanatan. When the caribs start growing like a chain, that is their Chanata. The Mefarshim explained this is not talking about the Ones HaMaisros like we have here. Charuven, we said in the Mishnah, when it gets the black spots. What's this chain? That's when you determine, as we know, we mentioned in the Akdama, Every year of Shemitah has different Chumas and Maisras. 1, 2, 4, and 5 have one set. 3 and 6 have Maisr Ani substituted for Maisr Sheni. So, how do you determine Caribs have a special halacha? How do you determine which year a Carib is considered? When did it become chained? Before or after two? And that's this halacha. So the chains are important for the year of Shemitah, not dafka for the rest of the halachas that we're talking about here. V'kol ha'shcharim, all the black fruits, kagon, inve hadas, v'inve sneh, like the anavim, the grapes, the fruit that grow on the hadas. On the hadas, v'inve sneh. Interesting, because the doesn't seem like from other, Chaim Kanievsky talks about how in certain other sources in Chazal, the in anavim of a hadas don't seem to be edible. Remember the Medrash about, you know, the Dalad Minim are all connected to different types of Jews. This one has taste, this one has smell, and the Hadasim are yes, smell, no taste. But here it sounds like they have like Anavim. So it must, he says two days. Either he's talking about a different type, or it's not a Tam Chashuv. Okay. Misha Yankidu, Tani Reb Chinna Bar Papa, Misha Yasu Nekudas Nekudas Shcharas. When it gets black spots. Black spots. Haprishin, the quinces, we said, is Pargolin. It's the Ispargalin. V'lama nikra shman prishin. Why is it called prishin? She'en lecha min ilan chu parish. L'kedera el azeh belvad. Prishin is from the word parish. Separated. This fruit is totally not able to be eaten raw. Only after you cook it. Other fruit you could eat raw or you could eat cooked. But this one, you can only eat cooked, right? Parish l'kedera. So one of the mafarshim in the back say, nafkamina l'bishal akam. Because bishal akam doesn't apply by something that could be eaten raw. So bishal akam doesn't apply to fruit. If a guy makes me a baked apple, if a guy makes me a baked any other fruit, it's not bishalakam because it can be eaten raw. But a parish, it can only be eaten if it's cooked, and therefore maybe it's an afkamina for bishalakam. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Be'l Hashem. We'll continue next time with Maestro's Dafei.